Wednesday afternoon saw roughly 100 right-wing extremists protest in front of the office of the government in reaction to a carefully planned crackdown by police earlier in the day. Officers moved in the early hours of Wednesday morning to arrest almost 30 individuals across the country suspected of ties to extremist and neo-Nazi groups. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Wednesday morning, the police moved in at addresses around the country, including Prague, Kralupy nad Vltavou, České Budějovice and Zlín. A crackdown against individuals suspected of ties to extremist and neo-Nazi movements. The second such wave of arrests in 4 months saw almost 30 people taken into custody, among them a politician for the extreme right-wing Workers' Party, thought to have ties to the neo-Nazi movement known as Národní odpor. Another person picked up, the bassist for a known neo-Nazi rock band called Imperium. In the course of the crackdown, police confiscated books, computers, and other items allegedly looking for evidence related to neo-Nazi concerts and more. Interior Minister Martin Pecina confirmed for Czech TV that such steps would continue as long as there was reason to suspect criminal activity. But representatives of the extremist Workers' Party are crying foul, saying the arrests were little more than the government trying to strengthen its attempt to see the party banned. The party's Martin Vandas.
It's a last-minute attempt to try and find some kind of evidence that would legitimize banning our political party.
Not surprisingly, the police aren't commenting, tight-lipped even on the exact number of those taken into custody Wednesday. So far, though, this much is clear. The police have largely stepped up crackdowns in apparent response to the alarming jump of neo-Nazi activities in the country, from demonstrations to illegal concerts in recent years. Arguably, the most significant bust came by police in August. There, after months of investigation and slow going, officers arrested 12 people and later charged 4 for a brutal firebomb attack against a Romani family. That attack took place in the east of the country, leaving 3 people injured, parents and their 2-year-old daughter. In the attack, the toddler only narrowly escaped death and still remains in treatment after having suffered burns to 80% of her body.
Jan Wellinger with that report.